America's Busiest Bank Robber Was Hooked by Josh Dean. When Anthony Hathaway spotted the black SUV with the tinted windows, he was pretty certain the end was near. The guys blowing leaves across from the key bank he'd been casing all afternoon seemed a little fishy too, because it was February in Seattle and spitting rain. But that could have been the heroin talking, so Hathaway wasn't certain he was under surveillance until he saw the same black SUV pull into a parking lot, turn around, and pass by him again. "I just had a feeling," he said later, "but for some reason I didn't care." Hathaway drove to a nearby Burgermaster, parked the minivan he'd borrowed from his sister, and injected the last of his heroin. He stayed there for an hour, slumped over the wheel asleep, then woke up and remembered the day's agenda. To make sure he wasn't being tailed, he drove 5 miles north, and when he saw no more blacked-out SUVs or helicopters or suspicious groundskeeping crews, he headed back to the key bank, found a parking spot, and walked casually toward the entrance, like a guy who needed to speak with a loan officer. He wore khaki pants and a brown jacket with tan stripes, and carried an open umbrella, though the rain had mostly stopped. He was unarmed, like always. Hathaway slipped on latex gloves, pulled a mask over his face, and entered the bank at 5:25 p.m. with his umbrella still open. He yelled for everyone to get down, approached the only teller on duty, and asked for large bills, 50s and 100s. Bank clerks are taught to comply with robbers, and this one did, as Hathaway requested, handing over $2,310 in mostly loose bills. Hathaway stuffed the cash into his pockets and walked calmly out of the bank, less than a minute after he'd entered.